Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Crazy to think 8 years ago, people were waking up in Vegas, getting ready to have an amazing day of live music, and all of that changed in a heartbeat.
It feels like it was yesterday, and you had just told me it's the 8th anniversary, which is insane. I remember I was at home washing dishes, and my phone starts blowing up. Zzz, zzz, are you okay? Are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm at home. What's going on? And they told me, Shooter at Route 91, and you were there.
Yeah, luckily myself and one of the other K-Frog family members had left a little bit early, so we weren't actually on the festival grounds when it all happened, but the entire city of Las Vegas, I can tell you, that was a feeling I never want to feel again. And I know today brings back a lot of memories for our Route 91 family that was out there and that were affected and lost loved ones. So we just want to let you know that we are so here for you today and every day.
And you know, the guy who was on stage when all of this was happening was Jason Aldean. Mm-hmm. And he wants you to know that he's thinking of you also.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Jason Aldean. Another anniversary of Route 91. Just want to say hello to all the Route 91 fam out there. Always thinking about you guys on the first, and stay strong. Love you guys.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
There was a mini dinosaur in my yard the other day. And I'm not even kidding. Anthony, I sent you the video. Did that thing not look like a mini dinosaur?
It did.
It was huge. It was a giant tortoise. And when I say giant, I'm not kidding. This thing was like 150 pounds. It looked like a large dog.
What surprised me, aside from the fact that it was like a ginormous boulder, this thing was fast.
Yeah.
You showed me the video. I was like, oh, why did she speed it up?
I did it.
This turtle was hauling.
Yeah, tortoise in the hair? That's a lie, because this tortoise was hauling. So I was actually outside the other day, and I see my neighbor outside, and I'm like, everything okay? And I look down, and there is this giant tortoise. He's so big, he's ramming my gate. He's trying to get to my lawn. He wanted to chew on my lawn. So my neighbor was like, hey, can you let him in? He's lost. He must have escaped from whoever his owner is. Turns out this turtle went, or tortoise, like a full block and a half. Okay, this guy went on a full-blown adventure.
Is that for a walk?
Yes, and he was so fast. He made it pretty quick. He made some good time. So finally, we figured out who the owner was, and this turtle, I don't know its name, is an escape artist. Like, this happens frequently. I would put an air tag on him.
But this was the first time he was in your yard.
First time he made it all the way down to my yard. And when he was in my yard, we have a little bit of property. He was like a dog doing zoomies, like all around my backyard.
That was my favorite part of the story when you told me. I just imagine this turtle just doing like crazy eights or something in your backyard.
Was. But I was thinking, I'm like, okay, this thing is huge to escape. But I guess reading up on them, they are escape artists because they can burrow. So even if you have a fence, they're going to dig under it and they get out.
I could see that happening with a dog, possibly. I mean,
right.
Cats roam around like crazy, but what is it?
A giant tortoise?
Tortoise that big to make it that far. You showed me on the map his journey.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got to keep your eyes on your pets, because before you know it, they're going to just escape like this giant tortoise did the other day. I'm not kidding you when I told you this tortoise probably went close to a mile. And this thing hauls. Ended up in my front yard. The neighbors came down, were able to identify it. My favorite part of this was it wasn't the actual people who own it. They were on vacation. It was a neighbor that came down and they're like, he wants me to take a picture of it to prove that it's his. And I was like, how many of these mini dinosaurs are roaming around DeVore? I'm pretty sure it's his.
Take a quick look at it. How could it be a different ginormous tortoise?
I don't know, but I was able to get it back to its owner. How did your pet escape? Jackie and Eastvale, first off, how many pets do you have?
I have 3 dogs.
Have your dogs ever gotten loose? Like, are they escape artists?
Yes, they created a hole and went under the fence. So they've gone to our neighbor's yard a couple times.
All 3 of them? They have like that pack mentality?
Not the biggest one. He was too fat. So it's just the other two. The little ones, the Shih Tzu and the Mountie Poo.
He don't fit.
He a little thick. That's okay.
I'll stay here.
I used to have a black lab growing up. His name was Sugar. And Sugar would jump onto our block wall, and he would walk like a cat on the block wall to get to the front yard. And while we were at school, my parents were at work, he'd roam the neighborhood. And when we come home from school, he'd jump back on the fence and then go right back in the backyard.
Okay, there was another Facebook message from Roger who said that he had 2 large dogs that climbed a tree and got on top of a block wall. And I'm like, wait a minute, did he mean to type cats? Because I could totally see a cat doing that. To climb a tree and then walk on the block wall. So you can confirm that's actually a thing.
Yep, Sugar did that all the time. Christy in Oak Hill says, we had a dog named Walker. Was a Great Pyrenees. He would open the gate with his nose and then just go roam around the neighborhood. Luckily, there was a gentleman who let all 140 pounds of him into his house until we could come get him.
It's a perfect name for him, Walker. He just wants to go out and stroll.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We'll blast on the radio and try and get you some help, just like we're doing with Owen, not his real name. Here's what Owen says. Help, please. I need to know if I'm the worst boyfriend ever or my girlfriend is just too needy. She went out with friends, and after drinking too much, she decided to go for a bike ride. She ended up in the hospital with a broken arm. I picked her up, and after talking to the doctor, she needs to have surgery. I took time off of work for the scheduled date, but it just got rescheduled, and I'm going to be out of town for work. My girlfriend wants me to reschedule my work trip, but I really don't want to. I think it'll look bad at work that I've had to change a business meeting twice. What do I do?
Very unfortunate situation with the...
the drunk bike riding.
Bicycle riding.
You'd reschedule.
You got to take care of her.
Yeah.
Right?
I knew you were going to say that.
It was an accident.
I get it. It was an accident. But he can't keep changing his meeting just because your date keeps changing. I guess the factor here would be, does she have someone else? If she's here by herself, then I get where she's going to be like, hey, I'm going to need your help, you know? But if mom and dad are here and can your mom take you? You know, I already had to reschedule this. I think that's a conversation where he could get off the hook.
Sure, if he can pass the baton off to somebody else, you got a sister or somebody else who can oversee her to make sure she's taken care of. But if there's not, it falls into his lap, and I think he'll have to make it work. You can't just leave her high and dry.
Well, and here's the other thing. If you're already thinking, like, I don't want to be there, maybe we shouldn't be together.
Might be a discussion for another time.
Yeah, this might be a little bit of a red flag.
I don't know. I'm team take care of your girlfriend.
You so are. You are such a good golden retriever.
I feel like you have not been in this situation before. I feel like you may have taken a few drunk bike rides before. Wouldn't you want someone to take care of you if this happened?
Of course. Of course.
Okay, but discussion over.
I would also understand, though, if, you know, Art was on a business trip and he's like, look, I already rescheduled this twice, depending on how big this business trip is. Like, if you're going to lose money over it, like, I'll figure it out.
Side note, when you get hurt or when you're sick, how needy are you?
Not as needy as he is. That's for sure.
I would tell you guys are a different story.
Do you have some advice for Owen? What should he do? A drunk bike ride has now left him with some relationship problems. Owen, not his real name, sent in a message for our DM dilemma. His girlfriend went out, had drinks, went on a bike ride, broke her arm. He was there at the hospital, picked her up, talked to the doctor. She has to have surgery. He got the time off. This surgery has now been rescheduled, and she still wants him to go, but he's supposed to be on a business trip. What does he do?
This is wild because the consensus amongst everybody seems to be you go live your life. She can take care of herself.
There's no love in the IE.
This blows my mind.
I thought I was going to get raked over the coals for this because I said, no, he already changed his plans once to help her and it got rescheduled. He is going to look bad in front of his bosses if he keeps going, hey, sorry, I can't make this meeting. Sorry, I can't go on this trip. It's going to be like, cool, well, we'll find someone who can. I get being there for her, but hopefully she has other friends to do that.
I hope so, too. I hope there's someone else that can tend to her and help her out with the severity of whatever's, you know, really going on with her. But a lot of comments are coming in saying, a girlfriend isn't a wife. Sorry, she'll have to be a big girl and take care of herself. Well, she's never going to be a wife if you just decide to desert her like that.
Well, he's not deserting her. He picked her up from the hospital. He was going to take her to her first surgery. It got rescheduled. And like the 909 says, what if he reschedules his work to be there for the surgery and then it gets rescheduled again? Then he's going to look really bad.
Sure. It's not ideal. There's speed bumps in life all the time. Not always drunk bicycle.
Yeah, she hit it on her drunk bike.
Whoopsie. I don't know. Maybe I'm sorry I love too much.
909 says, here's what I think. He should not reschedule this meeting. I think you're right. It's going to make him look bad. She needs to find someone else to help her because this poor man has already tried hard enough to get the week off for the original surgery that got changed.
I will say this. There's another comment that says maybe her drinking is a red flag. I'd rethink being in a relationship with somebody who overdrinks like that. Okay, maybe you have that discussion since this has happened again. That's something to talk about, but I still think you take care of your girlfriend.
Owen, not his real name. Girlfriend went out, drank too much, rode a bike, broke her arm, had surgery. He was supposed to be there, but surgery got rescheduled, and he's going to be out of town for work. She wants him to reschedule his work trip, but he really doesn't want to. Do you think he should have to reschedule again?
Absolutely not.
Anthony, you are so outnumbered here.
Why not?
I mean, you can only do so much for your girlfriend. She's helping out.
That's true. You're a big girl. You made a mistake.
You ever have plans on getting married? You want to further this relationship?
I've been married for 30 years, so you can do a little bit for her, but she's got to do it for herself.
Mm-hmm. The only one that's coming close to defending you here is 909 is asking, what does he do for a living? Is this trip really important to his career? Then I would get it. If it is just a work trip and it's something he does all the time, he should have to reschedule.
You know, more than half the time, all these work trips and all these Zoom meetings, they're all, I don't want to say pointless, but very close.
I mean,
so you could reschedule. You could do it another time.
He already did once, though.
Okay.
What happens if he gets rescheduled again? And then his employer's going to go, how serious are you about coming to work?
It's just like us with the kids. If something's wrong with the kids, you're going to take the time to take care of them.
Yes, because they're kids. She's an adult.
But she's acting like a kid.
Yeah, that might be the
bigger
problem here.
You need to take care of her.
Hope in Riverside, what are your thoughts? Should he reschedule?
No, I don't. I do not. I personally had a surgery last year, and we had a family vacation plan to Vegas. And my surgery got rescheduled during that weekend that we were going to go to Vegas. And I told my family, go ahead, have a great time. They were going to the Raider game, and I found people to take care of me. I think that he should, that's the way he supports himself. He should go to work.
Well, and I give him credit that he tried. He already took time off work. Yeah. It's not his fault it got rescheduled again.
Exactly. He already moved his schedule around with work, and that's how you support yourself. He tried. Unfortunately, he got rescheduled. Now it's like he doesn't want to leave a bad taste with his employer. He's got work to do. So she's going to have to try to find somebody else, maybe her parents, maybe some good friends, cousins.
I'd rather have surgery, too, instead of going to a Raider game.
That was my out. That was my out of it.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
I have an idea.
Okay, I want out.
Yeah, you are like my husband now. Okay, do you remember back, it was like Easter time, when the mini totes at Trader Joe's were going viral?
Yeah, that wasn't too long ago.
Yeah, okay, they were these, literally, they're mini totes or canvas totes. The Easter collection is what they called them. We're all pastels. And they sold out super quick. And then people wanted them. So, of course, they went to, like, the resale. The resale was up to $1,000 on eBay.
For bags.
For mini tote bags. So, Trader Joe's just announced that they are coming out with a Halloween edition of their mini tote bags. And I will say, they're super cute. Would not pay $1,000 for them. But the date of their release is October 8th. So that's next week. And there is a Trader Joe's right down the street from the K-Frog Studios in Riverside.
You want to go?
Let's go do a field trip.
October 8th?
Yes.
You just reminded me. That's my anniversary.
Honey, I got you a mini tote.
Hope you like these little baggies.
They are very, very cute.
Kids always need stuff. You can hold them. Okay, so you told me those bags were worth somewhere around $1,000.
They were reselling for $1,000. You can buy them for $299.
That's ridiculous. So at one point, somebody out there was selling them for $1,000.
Right.
So I'm going to give you an item. You tell me something else that's worth $1,000. You tell me if you'd rather have that bag or something worth $1,000. Ready?
Okay.
Would you rather have the Trader Joe's bag or a Disneyland two-day park hopper for two adults?
Disney.
Would you rather have the Trader Joe's bag or a round-trip flight from LAX to Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Granted, that is in the off-season. I do have to tell you that.
Aloha.
How about a weekend spa retreat?
Yes, mama needs that.
Stagecoach passes.
Duh. Here's the other thing. Okay, you're going to shell out $1,000 for these mini totes that you're buying at a grocer. You're not going to have any room to put any groceries, and you're not going to have any money for the groceries.
You're just walking around with the empty bags. Got to be smarter with your money.
But I still want to go get some.
So let's go. Let's go get in line.
Next week, okay?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.